When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Okay, wait, help me write the intro, but this time we'll do nice.
Alright.
Okay.
Your name's Clay Tatum.
Right. Say something really nice about me.
You
take a long time to think about this. What the hell? What's going
on?
Of course. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh my god, he's just trying to get in.
All right, I'm Clay Tatum. I love bouncy balls. Okay. I love blue bouncy balls, and I love red bouncy balls.
Okay.
I love
chocolate. Okay, well, and then
and
you?
This is my friend Whit.
Whit, right?
Whit loves lollipops.
Yeah.
He's always having a big lollipop with a spiral colorful lollipop and licking it and humming a little song.
Right, okay.
And this is Rod.
Hi.
And Rod, even though he doesn't look smart, he is.
Okay, I love that.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Clay Tatum, and I love red, blue volleyball. And I'm here with Whitmer Thomas. He's my best friend. He likes lollipop so big, he can't even fit in his freaking mouth. Can you believe it? That big mouth of his makes me fucking sick looking at it. And we also have Rodney Thomas Berry. He may look like an idiot, but you might be surprised if you talk to him for 2 seconds that he's not as dumb as he looks. So,
thank you, Clay. And one of the nicer things Clay's said about me on the podcast.
Yeah. What do you think about this intro?
I think it's really good.
Thank you. You wrote it.
I think, and right, and just in time for some sort of vehicle to fly by or whatever this noise is.
Yeah,
right.
Like a. We got a lot of helicopters around here. Yeah.
There's an animal that lives down the street from me. There's an animal that lives down the street from me.
Yeah.
That just goes like this every now and again.
That's a cat.
No, it's not a cat. It's like a.
Ow.
It's kind of the imagine. All right, and I know this is already a comedy, famous comedy song, but it really sounds like what does the fox say? Like actually, what a fox would say.
What was the bit of that? What was the joke behind that video?
That nobody knows what the noise a fox makes.
Huh.
I don't know what noise a fox makes.
I think they kind of make like a yip noise.
Yeah, they go kick 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 kick.
Kind of like coyotes.
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't they bark? That's what I want to know. They look like a dog. Why don't they act like a dog?
That's rude of you.
Yeah, you're right. But for real, Fox.
When are you going to bring back Stacked?
What's that?
That Fox TV show.
Oh, with Pam Ann?
Of course.
Ooh, how could I forget? She's a librarian who, like, solves crime or something?
Yeah.
So Stacked is different than VIP?
Oh, wait, no. VIP is where she solves crime. Stacked.
Yeah, I like how I just went with that. Yeah. I don't know what any of these shows are.
Ooh, I was so excited for jacking off to Stacked. I go, hey, mama, put on Fox and give me a blanket, all right? I put my board shorts on.
Yeah.
Be watching some Stacked for the next 10 minutes.
What about that 80s show?
Ooh. Loved it. There's a punk in it.
Yeah. You remember that, Rod?
Yeah, I do remember that 80s show. I was very excited about it.
They need to have more punks in three-camera sitcoms.
Like that's what they're made for.
What was the British show called? You know that, Rod?
Huh?
The Young Ones?
The Young Ones.
Huh.
You don't know The Young Ones?
Nope.
Well, I know why Rod knows that one. But
What is it about?
Punks.
Is it
it's
good?
It's about, like, what? It's like three roommates living in a house, one's a punk.
Is it good?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
It's kind
of
funny.
I watched a bunch of Sid and Nancy the other day. Holds up really good.
So good.
Great movie.
Oh, of course, my man.
Just like so.
Remember the boat
made.
Scene? That's
oh yeah, that's
all
the scene
the
I
damn
watched.
Time.
I watched
love
that
boat scene.
That big long shot of them walking up after the cops come.
Wait,
so good.
What's going on with Alex Cox? Why is he not making a lot of great movies?
Did he make Repo Man?
He made Repo Man. Yes.
He just made those two, and that's it.
No, he made other ones.
No, I'm saying the good ones.
Good films?
Yeah.
No, he made other good films. Walker, is that a film that he did?
I don't know.
Rod, can you look this up?
Yeah, I'm looking him up right now.
Walker, did Texas Ranger?
No, dude. Did he do Walker? Did he do Walker? Was that kind of Southern? Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about how we are nuts. We don't have Southern accents, even though sometimes a little bit of Southern sneaks out. Is that Walker? Is that Walker?
Sometimes on IMDb, it's easy to find the films, and sometimes it's hard.
Oh, no, you have to type his name, then films, and then yeah. Google has a good way of doing that.
Let's see, directing. I've not, let's see.
Name some films.
I'm scrolling down so I know some of these. Yeah, he did do a movie called Walker, movie called Straight to Hell.
Yeah. Straight to Hell has like some Iggy Pop in it, maybe.
Huh. Debbie Harry and Iggy Pop?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know a lot of these. He did a movie called Three Businessmen. I think Clay would probably like that.
What are you trying to say?
Clay loves business.
That's true.
Then kind of, he did a movie called Repo Chick.
Yeah, I remember that.
Straight to Hell Returns.
What is going on with what's going on with Alex Cox? Can someone get down to the bottom of this? Because then Nancy was so good. Huh. Wait, are you?
Whit's bored.
I think Whit bonked his head.
I think Whit's bored.
That's my impression of like a little kid. When you're a kid and you're swimming in a pool with all your friends, and then one of them just stands really still and zones out for a while, and then you talk to them and you go, hey, Mac, are you peeing right now? And then he goes, Because when you're a kid, you for some reason can't do anything, but you can't do anything other than pee when you're peeing. Remember that? You'd be splashing around, and then a kid just suddenly starts looking off into the sky, and you're like, yeah, that kid's pissing right now. But it's all right. I'm still going to be swimming in this pool.
Yeah, it's fine.
I didn't care at all.
Kind of feels good when it's a little warmer.
I was pissing left and right in pools when I was a kid.
Like, I'm going to get out of the fucking pool. You kidding me?
Yeah, there's nothing but water. I was pissing in the tub.
They're cleaning the water.
I was pissing in the tub. Who here? Raise your hand if you were pissing in the tub.
I'm raising my hand, man.
My hand's higher than it's ever been in my life.
I would pee in the tub with my brother in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big bro's in the tub. I won't pee on him. Who cares? I pooped in the tub one time, I remember.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we were having fun. We were pissing in the tub. Who cares? I was pissing in the tub until I was 12. Is that too old?
I don't know. I just kind of stopped taking baths, I think.
Okay, cool. Well, I was definitely taking baths because the bathtub in my mom's room had jets in it.
No, I was taking showers at the age of 2 and up.
Yeah, I was leaning against the thing like a detective in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Like a true detective?
Yeah. That's a fun. We were talking about the mansion in the Candy Boys Patreon. That was a fun mansion memory, is all of us gathering the whole house to watch Breaking Bad and True Detective.
Yeah.
That was a fun. Isn't it crazy that we were like 23?
Yeah.
Wild. But yeah, so anyway, I was filling my pool. I'd say if I was in a pool, mostly piss. If I was in it when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And people say, don't pee in the pool. Oh, look, in one ear, out the other. Wasn't even considering.
No, no. It was in one ear, and it stayed there for me.
I mean,
and I go, you're gonna tell me to do that? Well, I'm gonna do the right opposite.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how many times do I get to go to the pool?
And when we say for people that are like queer, like or like weirded out by this, and like they don't know what we mean by this, we mean we would stand on the edge of the pool, pull our pants down, pee in it like a fountain.
Yeah.
There was one kid in my preschool when I was 4 who would pull his pants all the way to the ground to pee in the urinal.
What about this?
What?
Let's bring back Vine. This is a perfect Vine. Two guys in a pool. Shit, dude, I gotta go pee. Gets out of the pool, stands at the edge, pulls his pants down. God. Now I get all the ideas. What the hell?
Could you do that? You'd make a TikTok.
Yeah, no. TikTok is just like...
TikTok doesn't want a sketch. They want... like, whatever the thing is at the time.
Oh, my God. I was doing gardening in the back, and I just found a safe. Let's see what's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit like that.
Or, like, them pointing up at a thing that says, like,
doing a duo or something.
How to know if you're actually a skater or something. All my TikTok is right now is babies getting cheesed, and that's all I want. That's exactly what I want. My algorithm is, like, locked down.
Excuse me?
Where a grown person throws a piece of American cheese at a baby's face and it sticks on them and they don't know what to do. That's all my TikTok is, and it's perfect. Mitra's TikTok is like beauty, like lotion and makeup stuff. People singing earnestly, dancing earnestly. And then, like
Ernest are stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. I was confused by what you meant.
Yeah, so they're trying to dance like Ernest.
You know how Ernest is a name? And it's like, Ernest means like sincere.
Moves like Ernest? Like the song Rod?
Moves like Ernest?
I think you're thinking Moves Like Jack.
I could be wrong.
I'm going to name my kid Sarcastic.
What?
I'm going to have two kids. One's name's Ernest and one's name's Sarcastic.
They gotta be twins.
What do you think of that, Clay?
I like it.
And they're gonna be mortal enemies, and one of them's gonna kill the other one, and that's gonna be who
this is pre-planned.
Yeah, it's time to. I'm gonna do the Joker thing where I break a pool stick in half and say, "All right,
yeah, room for one kid."
Be honest, though. All right, this is my one problem with Dark Knight Joker. If Cable, Michael Jai White.
I don't know what the last sentence that you said. I don't know any of
his name's words. Michael Jai White, right? The guy who plays Cable.
Who's Cable?
Oh, he's the dude in Dark Knight. Whatever. He's one of the goons in Dark Knight who like Joker has the meeting with.
I know Cable, Deadpool's friend.
Oh right, this is not that Cable. He stands up at Cable. Some point. Right, he stands up before.
You're talking about Cox Cable?
No. Sorry, yeah, I'm talking about MediaCom.
Oh okay.
Were you a Cox guy or a MediaCom guy?
I was a Dish dude. My dad couldn't live without satellite TV.
Talking about Alabama cable providers. So, anyway, just to say, if any of those guys just bonked Joker on the head really hard, he probably would have died.
Yeah, they could have killed Joker.
I don't know what a gun? That would have done the trick.
Yeah, just pull a gun out and shoot him. But that's the thing, though, is he's sort of alluring. You want to see what this guy has to say. That's why Joker's cool and the best, honestly, the best guy in all.
Maybe he'll be my friend.
Joker's so cool.
Yeah, like, they thought maybe Joker could be their friend, and that's why he's so alive.
Well, dude, all right. You ever hang out with somebody who's kind of problematic, but you're like, I'm kind of having a good time with this fucking problematic piece of shit?
Rod, do you have any friends like this?
I mean, other than Rod.
No, I'm...
I got a couple.
I don't think so.
I got a couple.
Who I see maybe once every couple years, and I'm like, this was fun, but also I remember why we don't like hang out a lot. Joker, he is the best example of that. Oh, my God. Because you want so badly for Joker to like you, even though you know that he's an issue. Heath Ledger's Joker. I want him to take me shopping. I want to know where he gets his clothes. I guess in the movie they say that his clothes were made. He made his clothes himself.
He made them himself?
Yeah.
Damn, he's like good at stuff. He's like a skill. He's very skilled.
Yeah, he's talented and cool. He's just the coolest guy. Anyway, I learned a lot about Superboy today.
Who's Superboy? What? Oh, Superboy was. I thought Superboy looked so cool. I thought he looked cooler than Robin. Can I say that?
Yeah. There was a moment where Superboy did look cooler than the 90s, but then they sort of abandoned that look.
There's one where he's like up against a brick wall or something in an alley.
He's got the red pants and the leather jacket.
Oh my God.
So I learned all about his origin today.
Watch Reign of the Superman?
No, I listened to a whole synopsis of that. With like the panels and
it's
stuff.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, they've made a movie of it?
Yeah.
What? I was just talking about the graphic novel.
Yeah, it's an animated movie.
Oh my God, I'm going to watch that tonight. That's sick. Well, so they have all these Supermans come back when Superman dies. That's what the Reign of Superman is.
Yeah.
And then Superboy, though, is a clone of Superman. But actually, he's not a clone of Superman. He's a clone of some scientist guy with some of Superman's powers, but he doesn't have all the powers, which I think is cool. And then these street kids break him out of the laboratory and give him that leather jacket because he's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him Superboy, and he says, "Don't call me Superboy."
Sick.
That's badass. He's so cool looking. He's the coolest. Anyway, I did that this morning. Every morning I make some coffee and I watch a YouTube video, and if I can find like a dork nerd thing to watch, I'm in. I also watched a thing about Superman 5, like the quest for, I don't know, it's the one with
Isn't
Nuclear
there four?
Man. Or no, yeah, it's Superman 4.
4.
Yeah, yeah.
The Quest for Peace or something?
Quest
That's
for
the
Peace.
That's the one I had on DVD.
With the Nuclear Man.
I mean on VHS, sorry.
And the argument that these guys were making was actually pretty compelling. It was that is probably the best Superman movie story. Just the worst
Wait, is it like the guys in the silver suit or something?
He's in like a gold suit.
With a silver triangle or something?
Yeah, so the story is that Superman is in... the nuclear weapons are getting out of control. So Superman decides to get rid of all the nuclear weapons in the world.
Mm.
And he does.
I can't be having that.
Well, that's what these people are thinking. We can't be having that.
We need those.
And he does. And so Lex Luthor is annoyed by this. So what he does is he decides to build a nuclear man using the power of the sun or something. And that's who Superman has to fight.
Radioactive Man? Simpsons?
No. You're wrong.
This is Nuclear Man.
That's a good story, because the problem with Superman in a movie is that he's just too powerful all the time. So I like it. But it's a canon film, and they ran out of money to make it, and so it's just really bad. There's a great documentary called
I need to see that.
Dirty Boogaloo.
They talk about I saw a little bit of it. I saw it, but I wasn't really paying attention.
The Dirty Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo or something.
They do the something Electric Boogaloo 2 or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Breaking 2?
They made Breaking.
Yeah.
Oh.
This production company, but it's awesome.
Remember the part of it where they're like, Jean-Luc Godard? Fuck, I would love to have a movie made by him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And what did he do? He did like some like Hamlet or something, or what was the movie? I'll look it up. And it was like just an utter nonsense. Like his most like avant-garde.
Well, at first they would just give prestige kind of directors as much money as they wanted to make whatever they wanted. But then they realized that like even the best directors kind of need...
You gotta tell them what to do a little bit.
Yeah.
They need a little barriers. And so then guidelines.
They start taking like pre-existing properties like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Superman. They had a Spider-Man movie that almost got made. Anyway, it's a great documentary.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, which is Tom and Jerry, the Tom and Jerry feature film finally comes out.
Features.
We've been waiting for this movie for years. Ever since I was a kid and I saw the shorts during Looney Tunes of Tom and Jerry.
Shorts.
I remember thinking,
These short films are so good.
Just the way they're shot.
Yeah.
The animation.
These quiet little guys.
These guys, the scores.
King Lear was the film. Go off, sorry.
These are the short films of my childhood. Mm-hmm. I loved these little cinemas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, make a feature. Finally, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this feature...
It's like you find a good director. You're making enough shorts as it is. You need to go to make a feature. And finally, 2021.
Yeah. When everybody
Tim and
wants
Barry
a
get
Tom
together,
and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, sorry.
And so they make a Tom and Jerry movie starring... Yeah. Chloe Grace Moretz.
Uh-huh.
Yes. From?
I Love You, Daddy.
Oh, I Love You, Daddy.
And?
This is a sequel to that.
Yes. Wait, was she in Rainy Day in New York? Who's in that
one? No.
That's Selena?
No. Wait, the blonde girl? Name? It's,
There's a blonde girl?
We don't need to play this game. What was about the Tom and Jerry?
Oh, Dakota
Elle Fanning.
Elle Fanning. Yeah. Anyway, so... They make a Tom and Jerry movie starring Chloe Grace Moretz and Colin Jost. And Chloe Grace Moretz wants to get a job at a hotel, which we love.
Yeah.
Everybody's dream.
We're all thinking we could maybe see Droopy Dog.
Yeah.
In the elevator?
And I'm thinking the whole time.
Going down, sir.
Droopy Dog is Tex Avery,
going
right?
Going up, sir. Yes.
I'm like, I would kill for a crossover right now.
Kill for a live-action Tex Avery.
Droopy Dog, Chloe Grace Moretz crossover?
Someone tweeted this. I don't know who it is, so I don't know. But they're like, the wolf does what when he's horny?
Oh, this wolf is so horny he kills himself.
Yeah.
And it's him with a gun. I tried to find that. I was looking so hard for that the other day, but it's nowhere. I can't find it on Twitter or Google. If anybody can find that meme, please send it. This wolf was so horny he killed himself. with him with a gun against his... He's got two guns, I think, against his face. Anyway, so thank God for the team of Chloe Grace Moretz with my boys, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
She works at a hotel, and this hotel has a cat chasing a mouse infestation.
What? So what is going on here?
Well, this cat hates this mouse. Wants to get it. I don't know what the cat wants to do.
You know who wanted to get what? I'll tell you who wanted to get what. Colin Jost wanted in the Tom and Jerry movie. And when he found out he got this, he was like, Saturday Night Live ain't got nothing on this.
Yeah, he said, oh, guess what, Lauren, bye-bye.
I remember when he got SNL, and Lauren Michaels says, I guess you're hired. I guess dreams really do come true. And he goes, oh, that's great, but what are my dreams? What, am I in the new Tom and Jerry movie?
Well, he said, sorry, not quite.
Yeah, not quite.
And then Lauren said, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, knock, knock, Tom and Jerry movie. Where's my contract? Yeah. We said, right now we need to pre-negotiate. If there is a Tom and Jerry movie, I need to be able to leave Weekend Update to go film it.
Yes. I'll give you a Weekend Update. This weekend I'm going across town and shooting the Tom and Jerry movie.
And Lauren says, right.
I think Tom and Jerry should host SNL.
I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, so I mean, Colin Jost is not done with all of this. But
can I get back to the movie?
I'm so sorry. I just reminded me of my friend Colin.
Tom is the cat, right?
Yeah, Tomcat.
Tom is, what's Jerry Mouse?
Jerry Mouse.
That.
It doesn't make as much sense.
Team Tom, Team Jerry. Where are you sitting?
I'm fully the mouse. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't be like, I want to be contrarian here, but
we're loving Jerry.
I do like Tom.
Okay, so I think Rod's
Jerry,
a contrarian.
I think Jerry's a little bit mean.
Why is Jerry mean? Because he's scheming to make fun of Tom because he knows Tom's never going to
catch like,
him?
This is like the 2016 election all over again. Yeah. Contrarian Rod over here giving me his hot takes. Let me hear him, Rod. Let me hear him.
I just think that Jerry is a little bit mean to Tom.
You like him because he's not a politician.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same reason.
He may lie sometimes, but he's not usually.
The
fact that he's pissing off the libs is what's.
I don't know that Tom really pisses off the libs.
Tom is straight up pissing off the libs.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Jerry is the Bernie. He's fully Bernie. Yes.
Wait, you guys are saying Jerry is Bernie?
Yes. Bernie's just following a scent. Yeah. He doesn't have money. Bernie is using.
You know why he's so small? So he can be there with the people.
Exactly. That's why he's hunched over all the time.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. Tom is more people-sized than Jerry. Jerry's too small.
Yeah, like a CEO.
Yeah,
right,
but sometimes there's
like
even smaller people than you, Rod. Have you ever thought of that?
He doesn't think about that because he only thinks about triggering the libs.
Counting
That's
his money, buying
about.
His Xbox. Counting his money, buying an Xbox.
He's exploiting the people in need of groceries.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, are you hungry? You need groceries? I'll bring
I'll bring them to you.
Yeah.
Just, I'm going to need a little green,
I'm
going to
need a little of that green in my pouch.
When someone says they need to get groceries, I go, let me get out of your way. Go get them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Rod says, actually, why don't you call up my service that I own?
I'll help you out. I'll take
That's insider
right
trading.
To your
house. That's insider trading.
Yeah.
When he goes, like, hey, I have an idea for your grocery thing. Why don't you use this great company? And they don't know that.
Basically, a monopoly.
He literally profits off that company.
What you've just described is a pyramid scheme.
Exactly.
Anyway.
You literally profit off that company. Yeah, it's insane.
You guys are so smart.
Rod will go around to a bunch of different people and say, if you give me $5, I will
give the $5
to this,
it's so
and
sad
then
now.
The groceries will be ready for when you need them.
He has them in the palms of the hand. He has them in the palms of his hand because they call him. That's
exactly.
How fucked up it is. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
How's that new Xbox?
So you're Tom, and we're Jerry. The little people over here are Jerry.
Well, I have to, every day I have to work to make money.
Me too. Every single day.
Every day.
I have to work 40 hours a day, or else I can't get my food. And most of the time, I'm just like Jerry, which is when something, like especially cheese, is in a room a little bit away, a scent thing that I can see.
You smell it and you float away. Yeah,
I smell it. It goes into my nostrils and my feet lift off the ground and I float to that room. Yes. Because that's how hungry I am, Rod.
Yes.
And that's how much I love cheese.
I respect Tom. He's a worker and I respect him.
He's just working to smack the shit out of Jerry.
Can I be honest with you?
Who he goes, oh, more free cheese.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I forget which one's who.
Jerry's mouse.
Sorry.
Tom is just going, oh, look, Jerry wants more free cheese. He's going, guess what, Jerry? If Tom could talk, he would go, guess what, Jerry? All you do is want more free cheese. Yeah. And then Jerry would be going, that's 4% of 5% of the cheese.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I disagree, but...
Anyway, so Chloe Grace Moretz is enjoying her job, and she's got a dorky little coworker.
Yeah.
Who's always talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And Chloe's like, I gotta get mine. Meanwhile, Colin Jost is rich.
Yeah.
And he's staying at the hotel. And he's gotta get his. But Tom and Jerry are running around a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And they're also getting theirs.
I'll tell you what. If Tom would just leave Jerry alone, Jerry might be able to get his a little bit.
I think that Jerry is technically probably getting his more than Tom is.
Okay. That's who you are, then. That's who you are.
I think Tom's usually losing the fight with Jerry.
Well, because Jerry might be small, but he can outsmart him.
He also usually has a frying pan.
Okay. You never want to be... That's just something that you should know never, not to talk about or be around, is if a mouse has a frying pan, you leave him be.
Yes.
That is crazy, Rod, that you don't respect that.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Rod, that is so rude.
It's like giving a duck a rubber mallet. You just don't do it.
No, you do not... You never give a woman...
You give a duck a rubber mallet, he's going to bonk himself on the head.
You never give a woman a dough roller. And if you do, you better be expecting to get chased around the house with it.
Exactly.
It's same with a mouse in a frying pan.
All right.
You guys are right. That does make sense.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so these guys are running around this hotel.
You were stretched, really, just so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, these guys are running around the hotel. And I'm thinking...
Let's just scratch my eye. What's up?
These guys are funny.
You have to laugh my
ass
off.
This should be a comedy. This should be a comedy.
They're kind of like Bill Hicks and just like, you know, the classic comedy.
Well, it's like, okay, all right, we're using that logic. This is essentially...
You can say anything in the club. Like, no one's going to walk out.
Okay, yeah. So this is basically... And we're not talking politics here. We're just talking styles. We're
definitely not talking politics right here.
This is Bill Burr as Tom chasing around Jerry, played by...
Like Opie or Anthony.
Yeah, either Opie or Anthony.
Yes.
And this is where I'm laughing. I'm laughing, dying laughing at these two guys running around the house, getting hotel, getting bonked,
yes,
running into things. When they run into things, you betcha they smush into an accordion and then go, when they're walking away. And I'm laughing. I'm saying, make this a comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, why are you trying to make this a serious film? It's funny.
Yeah, this is so funny. Make it a comedy
hey,
version.
Hey, don't understand sell the art of cinema. It's a serious art, my man, and they're
That's
trying
true.
To make their first
you're
feature.
Right. You're right. Because I love the shorts, and a lot of what I loved about the shorts was the comedy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did you love, Clay?
Well, you know, I like the shorts because you get the real, you really get to explore an interesting tone in a quick amount of time, and it really, the best thing about it is like, when you're leaving a short, you're like, oh my God, this artist, I think I want to see something long form of theirs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Rod?
Oh, when I'm watching the shorts?
Mm-hmm. What spoke to you?
I mean, probably when Tom builds a big trap and it doesn't work, I guess.
Oh.
I like that in the move. I like that in the shorts.
He doesn't really go off like when I ask him what he likes about Tom and Jerry shorts. But if I ask him what do you like about gym shorts, shut up.
Yeah, that's what he was thinking all the whole time. Every time he said shorts, he's just thinking about gym shorts.
Yeah, I'm not really interested. What do you mean the shorts?
Ugh, Rod.
God, I remember going. I do remember that me and Rod were at the Toronto International Film Festival TIFF, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, dude, they're like Tom and Jerry. They have a new one out. You want to go to the shorts program? Check out, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
Yorgos Lanthimos actually does a short.
Yeah.
We should check that out. I think Tom and Jerry might have one in that same program.
Yeah.
And then let's go. And he goes, not interested. But then I told him it was gym shorts and he went. And he was so mad.
You tricked him.
I was kind of upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay, this movie's fun. I don't want to give away the ending because it's just a great New York movie.
Ron, give away the ending.
Oh, yeah. Colin Jost gets married to the whoever the girl was. Not Chloe Grace Moretz, but whoever is.
And what do Tom and Jerry do?
They get along for a little bit at the very end, but then they start fighting again.
Oh, great.
And then Tom plays a song on the piano.
Oh, great. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great New York movie. It's just like, it's been a while since
it's just
we've
like,
had
you
it
know, good. It's like, you know, Manhattan, you have Annie Hall.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
Right there next to it.
Right.
Similar kind of vibe.
Yes.
It's just a great hotel movie. I love exactly. A New York hotel movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yo, oh, HBO Max has been killing it with the New York films.
What else?
Alan V. Farrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I loved it. I loved the performances. I myself am a fan of Jerry. I can't wait to see him in more stuff. And for that, I give him a 10 out of 10.
Wow, that's a really good score.
What about you, Rod?
For me, I think that Tom and Jerry, they're just a perfect team, perfect filmmaking team. I'm glad to see them on the big screen making a big movie.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to give that a perfect 10 out of 10. Love the film. Okay. Also, Jost Man.
Yes. What year did this movie come out?
2021.
What year do you think they filmed it?
2019.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tinum, and this is my review of Tom and Jerry, a cartoon that was created in 1946, by Hanna-Barbera. And it was also the feature was made then too, and here's my thoughts on it, and here's my review. Tom and Jerry with starring Colin Jost. The way I see it's Tom and Jerry featuring Colin's jokes, and for that and everything else I said, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10. So,
Colin Jost, I will say this is my one criticism, and Clay's right. It's Colin's jokes. We're doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yes.
But that's what you get. You put a joke writer, comedian in the movie.
Favorite Colin Jost joke, go.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Today in the news, Wendy's has a new triple bacon burger, which I'm thinking Wendy's should change their name now to Just Slowly Kill Yourself.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Colin said that?
Yeah. What's your favorite joke of his?
Oh, Burger King's in the news again. Burger King, you can get a new triple cheeseburger. They should change the name from Burger King to the Heart Attack King.
Yeah. I remember another one.
Yeah.
Okay. KFC gives the option now for extra gravy on your mashed potatoes.
Yes.
They should change the name to, how about extra diabetes on your mashed potatoes.
Yes. You change know, Popeyes is gravy? In the news recently with their new spicy double chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Popeyes, why did they name that? You have so, your diabetes are so high, your eyes will pop out.
I thought, well, you know what I thought? This is not Colin Jost, this is a wit. Originally.
Well, you were in the writer's
they
room.
They call it Popeyes because every time I see one of their restaurants, I get so hungry my eyes pop out.
Yeah.
All right, Rod, what is your favorite Colin Jost joke?
Oh, my favorite Colin Jost joke. He's talking about McDonald's mm-hmm. in the news. They got the new spicy nuggets. Mm-hmm. And,
I feel like I've heard this joke before. Is he stealing jokes?
He might be.
You finish, Rod?
Am I stealing jokes?
No, continue your joke.
I feel like I've heard this from one of my favorite comedians, but come, go ahead.
I mean, that's
sorry. Finish
that's
your joke.
That's the thing. This isn't my joke.
It's just like when you're like, this would like work at school because like at school, no one watched the same TV shows as him. But
yeah, in middle school,
we watched the same shows. But Rod, finish the joke.
We
could be wrong.
This joke, but go ahead. Finish the McDonald's spicy nugget joke.
Written by you. Go off.
Yeah, that you wrote.
Then spicy. More like spicy diabetes.
Hey Rod, okay. Would you like an update? I'll give you an update. Weekend update. That's where you stole the joke.
Yeah, Rod, we've heard that joke already from our guy, Colin Jost, which we have nicknamed Colin Jokes, because he jokes all the time. Great jokes.
That's what they call him on Hollywood Handbook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's new for me.
Great minds think alike. I guess.
No, but I told you that's my favorite Colin Jost joke. That you guys asked me.
Okay, yeah, you're saying this after the fact, but yeah. You were pitching it to us as caught. If you wrote one of the best jokes of all time, which is his famous joke where he says, "I had spicy nuggets."
Remember when I used
change it to spicy diabetes?
Remember when I would go to school and I would go like, "Dude, I wrote this new joke. Tell me how you feel." So there's 7 words you can't say.
Yeah.
And then one kid would be like, "Dude, you stole that from fucking George Carlin." I go, "No, I was just telling you my favorite jokes of his."
Exactly.
And then Rod tried to do that trick again.
Yeah,
Rod. That's messed up.
That's you guys were telling Colin jokes.
Mm-hmm. And then you tried one and you passed it off as your own.
I did not try to do that. I was doing exactly what
you're
you guys,
sickening.
You're sickening.
I was doing exactly what you guys were doing.
What, being cool?
Yeah, right.
Oh, in that jacket?
Yeah. I'm gonna try a new thing.
Dude, what? My jacket is cool.
Can I try a new thing?
You look like a stormtrooper on his day off.
Oh my god.
What?
Judd Apatow's about to y'all cut. Yeah. I'm going to try a new thing. Now we're going to go to an ad. 35 minutes and 11 seconds. All right.
Oh, all right.
I've been doing a thing where I have a hard time finding a point to put in an ad. Have you heard of our ads lately?
No, who doesn't? I haven't. Well, I don't listen to this. No offense.
Last episode, I turned the audio too high up. It's too fucking, it was just compressed.
Is this on the podcast?
This is on the podcast, yes. And fuck, I forgot what time it was. 35:11. All right, I need to write that down. I listened back, and it was like some just basic cable TV show, or like a morning show, like Reba or something. Or Kelly. Who was the Kelly from?
Kelly Pickler?
No, Kelly from the.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, I think she has a new TV show. And those are the ads that we're getting on our show.
You know,
we have
Sam?
So many ads.
Wait,
on
you don't
our.
Record them?
No, I don't record them. I use a thing where I have to drop like mid rolls, like where you put their mid roll, but I don't know what they're gonna be.
Oh.
Our ads are fucking awful. They're trash. Gang, let me know if sometimes they're just like Forever Dog, like, "Hey, we have this new podcast, check this out." But sometimes they're straight up just like basic television, like a CBS All Access ad. What the fuck is going on here?
You mean Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus.
Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, they're changing it.
You know about this?
They already got a Plus. It's called Apple Plus.
It's also Disney Plus.
Oh, all right. Who got Apple Plus? Ain't nobody got Apple Plus.
I got Apple Plus because they gave it to me.
Yeah, and they won't.
Gave it to me for free, and then they extended it for another 6 months.
I've gotten 2 extensions.
Ain't nobody getting Apple Plus. Remember when they were like, "Oh, HBO Max is nobody's getting it." Now everybody's got it.
Yeah, it's good.
Now Apple Plus came out before HBO Max.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got it though.
No, just people who got it for free.
We went to the Apple place once though.
Oh yeah, we did.
They had fucking valet.
Oh yeah.
The hell? And they're like, "Oh, sorry, our place is such a dump. We're waiting to move into our new place." I was like, "Wait, what are you saying? This is great."
Yeah. It's crazy because Apple always seems to succeed.
I think it's probably a bad move for them to try and make content like that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand the point of growing. Like,
you got it. You're fine. Well, I mean, look at, I guess they don't want to turn into like an HP.
But that's what the printer is I got.
Hey.
What printer you got?
I mean, they make new phones every
Epson
year.
Epson or something? What? Dude, it's great.
Rod, what printer do you have?
I don't own a printer.
Rod!
What would I need a printer for?
How do you print off your stuff?
Maybe I can go to the library?
Rod!
What?
Get a printer.
That is rude.
Can I give you some printer advice?
What do you mean you have to pay for the library printer?
Can I give you some printer advice?
What's up?
Just buy black and white. You don't need to be doing some color stuff. Like, just get a black and white printer.
What if I have to... What would I print in color? Like, what pictures am I printing now?
Exactly. Why would you... You have a printer. You have a color printer.
I sometimes will do color because I'll make a funny shirt for a friend. See what I'm saying?
That's such a rare thing to need it for. Who's printing color? Like, who's these weirdos?
I don't know, but I do run out of black ink. Feels like every day.
I know. That's why you just need to... Because you're like, you don't need to re-up on color. Are you kidding me? Because sometimes they just go bad. They just, like, expire.
Yeah, I'm out of ink right now.
Luckily, Mitra has plenty of ink. This is the one of the best parts of our relationship.
Yeah.
Does she have... do you guys have two printers?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got two printers. Wow. You betcha.
We live in a house, me and my wife. If I buy a printer, we go, I think that's our printer. Yeah, but because I'm communist.
We moved in together and then, with our individual printers.
But yeah. I remember when Witt bought his printer, and she goes, can I print something off? And you're like, on my printer? I
said, no.
I can print something out for you, like a website that can help you go to get your own printer. I didn't remember saying,
I'll print you off a MapQuest to the printer store where you can get your own damn printer.
Wow.
Hey, I got a new joke that I'll never do.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, wait, I already told you. I'll tell Rod. let me read it.
Oh, you wrote it down.
Right, he's bringing out a huge scroll.
Yeah, sorry. My scroll is rolling across the ground right now.
Yeah.
All right, new joke. Here we go. Okay, I'm not a pervert. I don't like suicide girls. I like suicidal women.
Stupid.
What do you think of that?
I think it's stupid. It's good.
Okay. Okay, so, but I won't tweet that.
Wait, what's
what? Oh, what did I do wrong now?
Clay's upset now.
I feel like the one when you you said suicidal women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
Have I ever told you all the story about undercover brother with my dad? This is the.
We got 5 minutes left.
This
we got
is perfect.
It.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So this is something I was reminded of. So when my dad came back, into my life, he was like going sort of on an apology tour to like a bunch of his old friends where we would go out to dinner with them.
Like what Obama did?
Ugh. Yeah, exactly. So we had dinner with this guy named Mike.
It's a very specific political joke. Go off.
An old friend of his.
Yeah.
And he was kind of talking to Mike. We were there with Mike's family and me. And he was like, yeah, well, I've got my life back on track and I'm with my son and all this stuff. And Mike...
Is this the same Mike from Mike and Dave Go to a Wedding?
No. That's different. That's a movie. This is a guy, probably about 48 at the time.
Okay.
Mike and Dave make a porno.
And he goes, and my dad's like, listen, man, I'm sorry that I ever, wronged you in any way and all this shit. And Mike goes, hey, dude, no skin off my back. No big deal. Listen, I went to the movie theater last weekend. I saw the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life. It's called Undercover Brother. And my dad goes... Oh, I think I saw the trailer for that. But, I'm clean and sober now. I've been sober for a while. And my dad goes, there's a moment in this movie where he takes a pick out of his afro, and it becomes a weapon. He throws it at the bad guy, played by Chris Kattan from SNL. Mike could not care less about my dad's apology. He just kept going, yeah. Anyway, there's a scene in this movie. He just describing the movie, the plot of Undercover Brother to my dad and me. And my dad was in this vulnerable spot trying to apologize.
We got to see Undercover Brother.
And then we saw Undercover Brother. And it was awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, I loved it. It was just in that time where every movie was a comedy about a spy.
Yeah.
There was like 10 of those.
If it works, you don't need to.
You make one Austin Powers, then that means you can make about 15, 16 comedy spy movies.
Yeah, like if Barb and Star was a hit, like a big hit, they would just make two dumb women become involved in a terrorist attack movie. They would make like 40 of those movies. But
is that what the plot of that movie is?
Yeah.
I can only think of it was about shrimp.
No, it's not about shrimp. I mean, there might be a shrimp in it.
There's a shrimp on the poster, I think.
But yeah, was that a hit? Is there any way to really know anymore? It's hard because on our Twitter, it's just like, yeah, everybody's talking about it.
I don't think even the filmmakers know at this point how well the stuff does on Netflix.
I think these places...
Or Amazon, I think.
They like to hide everything. They don't want to tell anybody how well things are doing because they don't want to have to pay anybody a lot of money.
Right, like... There was a time, what show, we were watching some show, in the Woody versus, or the Farrow versus Allen documentary, Mia Farrow mentions that she was on a show that 6 million people would watch. every week. Or yeah. 60? No, 6. Uh-huh. And nowadays, like, a hit show is like 200,000 people watch it.
Yeah.
That can't be true, can it?
It's true.
What?
More people used to watch, like, the news just because, like, you have 4 channels.
Yeah.
And everyone has a TV. Because everyone was so wealthy because they could have a minimum wage job and, like, buy a house.
Right.
And a TV. And a 4 kids and a dog.
And a burrito.
And a burrito.
When's the first
God, time? God, I want a burrito. Are you kidding? You remember that? Remember earlier today we drove by that burrito place?
Ooh. What
place? I almost pulled the e-brake.
When's the first time you had a burrito? I remember mine.
Like a, what do you, what, I mean,
no,
we had,
it doesn't,
we had
not,
burrito
not
at
authentic.
School.
We did?
Yeah. They were like hard shell burritos. They're really crunchy.
I don't remember that. Not that. My first burrito, and it's
you
not
remember
like,
Square Pizza?
I remember that.
Are you checking what your brain's doing?
Like a Taco Bell burrito?
I remember like those taquito things.
But they were wide.
Not Taco Bell. No, I even mean like Chipotle style. Because I was a senior in high school.
Remember the gas station burritos?
Yes.
They were crunchy. Weren't they?
Yes.
Yes. God, I love
them.
Rod, did you have a gas station that had fried chicken and burritos?
No.
And breakfast sandwiches.
And breakfast sandwiches?
No.
That was a thing in the South. All gas stations had like a burrito and like a chicken.
Yeah, there just wasn't as many gas stations, I think, so they had to like...
Well, they had one right next to the school.
Yeah. No, I remember the first time I got a burrito, it was at a place called Moe's in Alabama.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were there. I was at a mall with like some people, and we went to this new place called Moe's, and they were like, I was like, what do you do here? And they were like, you tell them what you want and a burrito. And I was like,
burrito.
Okay, and I didn't know how to order. I got a green, like, wrap tortilla.
Uh-huh.
Which, because I just thought it was green. I'll get that. And I got steak and chicken, which is funny. And then
you combine
cheese,
them.
I think. That's it.
Yeah.
And that was the burrito.
Rod, what's your first burrito?
I don't know. Man.
Rod from California. How is he? He's born
exactly.
A burrito.
It's like,
right, he's privileged.
A burrito was never like
when
a
did
weird
I first time I had
me.
Fried okra? Okra.
I've never had that.
I couldn't tell
really?
You.
Really?
I don't even know what that is.
But I remember, yeah, Moe's was the first place I had a burrito. And then I dated a girl who lived in Virginia, and I would go to Virginia to see her, and they had Chipotle. And I go, what?
He said, what's a hoozah?
What's a hoozah? And this is the first time I'm learning about sushi as well. So, like, this trip is just, like, an eye-opening. Like, we would go to have sushi, and then we would get burritos at Chipotle. And I go, why isn't this everywhere? Why can't they have this everywhere? I'm, like, fucking 16, 17 years old having these things for the first time.
Well, dude, and then I remember when we first moved to L.A., some people came and visited, and we want to go to a taco truck. And I was like, what is that? Because we lived in a place where there just wasn't that.
I remember I visited my brother in Nashville when I was still in, like, school, and he would take me to a food truck. And I go, this is might be the most exotic thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I came to the east side, and the first taco truck I ever went to, I think, was on Alvarado and Sunset. I think.
Okay.
Mine was Leo's and West Adams.
We had taco
what
trucks.
What are you doing down there?
One of our coworkers, Rogelio, lived down there, and I told him I would give him a ride, and he took me to Leo's. And...
Oh, really? That's cool. Was it good?
It's amazing. They put pineapple on your
I don't like
taco.
That. I don't support that at all.
Yeah, I don't really like
best
pineapple.
Taco truck in L.A., in my opinion, is next to Costco. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like by a car wash.
I thought you liked that one place next to the Rite Aid.
I love that place, too, but
is that on Los Feliz?
That's like the ground beef one.
It's like, yeah, ground beef.
I mean, it's not
so
real.
So that's
but
not for everybody.
There's that, what's going on? What's the deal? Sorry, gang. This is going past our bedtime. We should have been done by now. But anywho, what's going, and this is really inside baseball. What's going on with that fucking taco stand in front of the Target down the street from you? What's going on there?
Oh, dude, that
place
is incredible.
They have a line a mile long.
That's not a taco truck. It's like they set up a whole thing.
Yeah.
That place is just so good, but you just got to wait in a crazy line. I would go there every Thursday because CJ used to do a show at a place
right
by there.
The street, yeah.
And it's just the best fucking Mexican food.
Rod, what's your favorite?
My favorite?
Taco truck.
I don't usually go to Taco Truck.
Rod!
No, I get that. I don't really go either. I haven't gone in a long time.
Clay!
I go to Leo's down in Rampart. Sorry, gang. Oh, y'all need to hear
you
that.
You guys are just going to corporations. Clay goes every morning to Starbucks and gets a coffee. Meanwhile, Rod goes to McDonald's for every meal to get salads.
My most recent burrito has been Chipotle, and my most recent burrito before that was probably Chipotle.
I have to
drive by a taco stand to get that. But they do online ordering. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Right now, online ordering is probably one of the bigger things for me. If I can like not spend any amount of time in a line or inside a building, I'll do that.
That's true. Why don't you online order a new jacket so you don't look like a freaking stormtrooper on his day off?
I like this white jacket.
I don't know why you're being so mean about my white jacket.
Come on. He's jealous.
I'm jealous.
He was watching R2-D2 on the gang earlier today.
Is the thing.
You keep making fun of it and it's pissing me off.
Yeah. He don't want to see around me.
I'm sorry. I'm going to Venmo you.
Yeah, Venmo him right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to need you to Venmo me. Everybody can Venmo me. Rodney_Barry.
Yes.
Venmo Rod because I'm sorry.
Yeah. And to say in the Venmo, in the description, to say, just want to let you know what, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy this $5.
Or $1, whatever it is.
Whatever
it Or $5.
From 1 cent to $1,000, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Rod is a COVID-infested essential worker.
Yeah,
we are sorry for making fun of him. He is, in fact, been through a lot. He's infested with COVID, and he's an essential worker.
I'm not infested with COVID.
Anywho, gang, I'm going to end this episode by finishing this watermelon.
I've been trying to sign up. I'm allowed to sign up to get my vaccine now.
Oh, cool.
It's so hard. I can't find any spots to do it.
What do you mean? Oh, wait. You can get it now?
Yeah, you can. No. Food workers can get it.
Dude.
Oh, cool.
Let me tell you. Just spend a whole day trying to get next. It'll be worth it.
A whole day doing what?
Just trying to find a place.
I've been looking everywhere.
Do a road trip.
I'm clicking on all the places, and I'm trying to do it. It's none of them have any appointments. And when they do, you click on it, you try to go to the next thing, and it won't let you.
Dang.
I almost got one at like a CVS somewhere.
Well.
But hopefully soon.
Well, that's Trump for you.
Gang, this is probably one of our last podcasts we're going to do for a while. Not in the main feed, but we'll always do one weekly on Patreon. We'll do another one next week, maybe not the next week after that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
No.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Okay.
Okay, gang. Bye, gang.
Bye, guys.